fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The Savior's coming was foretold in Eden, but the fulfillment of the promise tarried. From the day of Enoch, the promise was repeated through patriarchs and prophets, keeping alive the hope of his appearing, and yet he came not. Century after century passed away. The voices of prophets ceased. The hand of the oppressor was heavy upon Israel, and many were ready to exclaim, "The day are prolonged, and every vision faileth."
Like the stars in the vast circuit of their appointed path, God's purposes know no haste and no delay. In heaven's council, the hour for the coming of Christ had been determined. When the great clock of time pointed to that hour, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The world was ripe for the coming of the Deliverer. The nations were united under one government. One language was widely spoken. From all lands, the Jews of the dispersion gathered to Jerusalem to the annual feasts. As these returned to the places of their sojourn, they could spread throughout the world the tidings of the Messiah's coming. Like the stars in the vast circuit of their appointed path, God's purposes know no haste and no delay. In heaven's council, the hour for the coming of Christ had been determined. When the great clock of time pointed to that hour, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The world was ripe for the coming of the Deliverer. The nations were united under one government. One language was widely spoken. From all lands, the Jews of the dispersion gathered to Jerusalem to the annual feasts. As these returned to the places of their sojourn, they could spread throughout the world the tidings of the Messiah's coming.
Luke joyfully recorded that starry night. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. But the angel said unto them, "Fear not, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. At these words, visions of glory filled the minds of the listening shepherds. The deliverer has come to Israel. Power, exaltation, and triumph are associated with his coming, but the angel must prepare them to recognize their Savior in poverty and humiliation. He says, "This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. From the days of eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ was one with the Father. He was the image of God, the image of his greatness and majesty, the outshining of his glory. It was to manifest this glory that he came to our world. To this sin-darkened earth, he came to reveal the light of God's love, to be God with us. Therefore, it was prophesied of him, "His name shall be called Emmanuel."
Sons and daughters, did you know?
Micah the prophet wrote, "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratath, thou though be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide for now, shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace." And Jeremiah foretold, "I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper."
The same angel that visited Mary and told her that she will bear forth a son also proclaimed, "That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." God gave his only begotten Son that the path of life might be made sure for us. Herein is love. Wonder, O heavens, and be astonished, O earth.
In Christ, we become more closely united to God that if we had never fallen. In taking our nature, the Savior has bound himself to humanity by a tie that is never to be broken. Through the eternal ages, he is linked with us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we behold his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father. Mary rocked the little baby.
Thank you.
After the heavenly messenger broke the great news to the shepherds, the joy and glory of the angels' choirs could no longer be hidden. The whole plain was lighted up with the bright shining of the hosts of God. Earth was hushed, and heaven stooped to listen to the song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, that today the human family could recognize that song, the declaration then made, the note then struck, will swell to the close of time and resound to the ends of the earth.
The story of Bethlehem is an exhaustless theme. In it is hidden the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God. We marvel at the Savior's sacrifice in exchanging the throne of heaven for the manger, and the companionship of adoring angels for the beasts of the stall. To assure us of his immutable counsel of peace, God gave his only begotten Son to become one with the human family, forever to retain his human nature. This is the pledge that God will fulfill his word. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Thus our Savior is born, and now born into our hearts, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. O come, let us adore him. When the Son of the Righteousness shall arise, with healing in his wings, the song will be re-echoed by the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters saying, Alleluia, for the God omnipotent reigneth.